在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
70 Traffic 1. How can we avoid a traffic jam?
2. How about the traffic there?
3. Are there any traffic problems in that city?
4. How can we solve the traffic problem?
5.What are your bus services like?
6. The flight 736 has been delayed because of air traffic. Is that right?
7. Is the road ahead blocked?
8. Would you please drive slowly?
9. When will be the railway open to traffic?
10.What are the traffic rules there?
Dialogue 1. Taxi, taxi.
Where to, sir?
I'd like to go to the railway station, please.
Please hop in.
Is it a long ride to the station?
It'll take about 20 minutes.
The streets are heavy with traffic at this time of day, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Is it the rush hour now?
Yes, it is.Are you in a hurry, sir?
No, I'm not. Would you please drive slowly and carefully?
Yes, sir. Dialogue 2. How far do we have to go?
About 50 miles.
The traffic is not very heavy on this highway, is it? So I'm sure we'll make it.
No, but we've got to hurry. It will be the rush hour soon.
Don't worry. There's plenty of time yet.
But it's Friday today. This road is always jam-packed during the weekend, isn't it?
Right. Dialogue 3. Hi, John. What brings you to town?
Hi, Mary. Lily wanted me to buy her some things for the party.
What do you think of the traffic today?
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, you can say that again. It's noisy, too.
I am glad I did not drive a car. When John and Mary first arrived in China from America, they were not used to the traffic. They found the streets were so busy. The traffic was heavy and really noisy. That was not really a problem to them in New York, where the traffic is also noisy and heavy. The main problem facing John and Mary was the different traffic rules in China.They were used to crossing the street at the crossing while the traffic stopped for the pedestrians. Now, they had to learn how to dodge the traffic not only when they crossed the road, but sometimes even on the sidewalks.
Traffic. 1. There's a lot of traffic on the roads.
2. We can ease traffic problems by building more roads.
3. There are traffic jams everywhere.
4. The traffic is very heavy now.
5. We can go this way to avoid a traffic jam.
6. The road ahead is blocked.
7. We should be able to make it unless we get caught in a traffic jam or something.
8. We'll be all right if there are no holdups.
9. I think we can make it if we can get a move on.
10. It's always the rush hour at this time of day. Dialogue 1. There are traffic jams everywhere.
I think something must be done.
Yeah, we should have more roads built.
I agree with you.Only in this way can we ease the traffic problems. Dialogue 2. This is the rush hour.
I notice there's a jam a few blocks away.
Let's drive off this road.
I'm afraid I'll be late. Dialogue 3. Do you like traveling, Kathy?
I like traveling for pleasure, to get to places for vacation, for instance, but I don't like traveling to work, waiting for buses or...
Or getting stuck in traffic jams when you're driving.
Exactly. Every day as I leave my hotel room for work, I feel like I am holding my life in my hands. In the UK, there are generally two lanes for traffic, one in either direction. But here in Beijing, there seem to be two or three lanes each way on most of the roads. Drivers swerve in and out of lanes and make it difficult for me to feel safe when I cross the road. Not only this, but in major cities in the UK, it is illegal in many residential areas for cars to drive at more than 30 miles per hour. In Beijing, it seems to be a lot faster. Cars must also stop at zebra crossings if a pedestrian is waiting. So I stand at the road waiting for cars to stop for me, only to find that not one single driver does this. My feeling of safety is not increased even when I am in a car. Taxi drivers here seem more willing to risk moving into another lane full of speeding traffic if they see even the smallest gap.